It's cocktails and takeaways. Good guys, it's your girl Madam Joyce in the Bizzle, and we are back again for another episode of Cocktails and Takeaways. Welcome. If you're new here, what's good? If it's your first time here, hi, I'm Joyce. Nice to meet you. Her. But if you're one of the bad boys and girls, what's motherfucking good? You already know what it is. Guys, we are back for another week of juicy talk, and by the time this comes out, I would have been at the Wizkid concert, shaking my breast for Ayo. And I'm so ready. I'm just so proud of Nigerian artists, African artists. We are at a place right now where we are doing stadiums, y'all. Like, who would have thought? Who would have thought, y'all? We are doing stadiums, and I'm so proud. So, yeah, if you look here, you'll probably see what I'm wearing. Obviously, you already know I'm in my fashion era. Also, Baldiana is gone and Brazilian Babe's here.
Okay.
Baldiana has gone, Brazilian Babe's here. Honestly, I loved my short hair era, but do you know what? Why is everything a fucking era for me?
I don't know, but your short hair is, I don't know, like when I see you in short hair, I feel like that's your thing.
That's what people it were gives. Saying.
The short
people
hair is
like,
you.
Short hair, this is you.
It is.
And I'm like, okay, yeah, but sometimes I just want hair
you just
in my bum
to be able
crack.
To shake. Yeah, no, I get it.
And I just want to shake. I want something to shake with me. Like, you know, it. And I missed flicking my hair. Like, you know, sometimes flicking your hair is just so like, it's just such
you
a
girly thing.
You
know when the weave
thing.
Is long and you can feel it like tickling the top of the...
Tickling the top of your crack. Mm-hmm. And I feel like, again, we had a conversation about how different looks attract different guys and stuff, but I really enjoyed short hair. But please, I'm back to wigs. It's also very high maintenance as well, guys. Like, yeah. For you guys who are hairstylists and stuff, you guys already know I was doing my hair every bumbacla week, like once a week mando, because the styling of it is just so high maintenance.
Were you getting it like re-glued every week?
No, the wig, that was my real hair, the short.
Oh, the short hair, yeah, you was short. Getting done every week, what, because you needed it, like,
yeah.
Set and...
You wouldn't think,
oh,
because
yeah,
it's short,
no.
It's low maintenance. It's more high maintenance than having a wig.
Yeah, no,
I swear
not.
To God, it was so long. But I hope you guys are well. I hope you guys are working hard. Honestly, we are at the end of July. We're entering a new year, new month, actually. So happy motherfucking August. Hopefully the weather's a bit better where we are in the UK. But, guys... Last month was mix and match. We had an amazing live show. I started the month really high last month. 4th of July, live show, crazy. Towards the end of the month, I started having like, my heart was just breaking and I was just feeling a bit low. But I'm really praying and hoping that everybody has an amazing August. And let's start August with effantry, guts, and dignity. Let's start it high. I actually have decided to, I bought a printer, guys, because I've decided to go back into mood boarding, which I have not done in so long. So mood boarding, when you put the stickers,
yeah,
when,
yeah,
when
yeah, yeah,
because
yeah.
I feel like I haven't actually like had a goal mood board
like
in a long
board
time, like
in
a vision
while.
Board,
yeah,
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 like,
yeah.
Well, not mood board, vision board in a long time, maybe like 2-3 years.
Yeah,
so I've bought a printer, which they're actually quite cheap, which I never knew. I bought a printer for 30 quid on Amazon, and yeah, I'm about to get into mood boarding and stuff. But I hope you guys are well. If you guys want to get involved in conversations and get involved in Naughty Corner, please hashtag CNT podcast. And speaking of the Naughty Corner, let's see what you guys have had to say about last week's episode. Oops, last week's episode, I didn't post on time, so there's no Naughty Corner, unfortunately. Oops. But it was with Uncle Eli, guys. If you haven't already watched that, check that out. That is my little brother. He is amazing. And it's always a pleasure having him on the show. But without further ado, Chicken and Stew, I would love to introduce my guest. Guys, you already know, by the time you watch this, Love Island season would have officially come to an close.
Done.
And what a season has it been, if that is even English. But it was only right to bring my motherfucking sister on the show to really give the debrief. This is the debrief
of
all debriefs. briefs. Love guys, I am honored to introduce presenter, host, and social commentator. You probably know her. You most definitely have sat in one of her Twitter spaces. She has been rocking the nation since lockdown. If you know, you motherfucking know. If you know, you motherfucking know. Guys, I'm honored to introduce my friend, motherfucking Ashley Louise, aka Talks with Ash.
What intro? What an intro.
How are you, my queen?
I feel like LeBron in them. I'm good. How are
Come
you?
Come on, where are your chains there? Literally, where are your aprons there? Come
on. Like LeBron in them.
MVP. How are you, my queen?
I'm good. I'm good. It's been a long Love Island season. I feel like this one's been long.
It's been long.
Long.
She's been long, but she's been
fun. But we're at the end of it. But I think this has been a really good season. Like, how have you, as a viewer that kind of just listens to content, been finding it?
Do you know what? I've had a blast. And do you know what's so interesting? I love sitting with other hosts, because that was such a host thing to do. That was such a, you just hit it back at me. I was like, so how have you been? Girl, come on. Like, yeah. No, honestly, as a viewer, this season has been so juicy, so good. I feel like there's been several times where I've got up on my seat and I've been, oh my God. I feel like the characters that we have had this season that I think, if you were to see them on paper, we'd be like, they're not going to work for this show.
Right.
They've come in and they've caused chaos. And it's chaos that we're all sitting there thinking, I want a piece more of this shit.
Yeah, I feel like whoever produced last season was not here this season. I feel like they got new producers. I feel like they got new casting,
younger
new everything.
Producers.
Yeah, and I feel like casting really clocked into work this year.
Yeah, definitely.
Right?
Definitely.
From day one, we've had like a switch up. So, you know, usually it's the girls that come in and they all meet each other. We had girls and boys for the first time all meeting each other this year. We got to pick who got together.
Yes.
So there's just been a lot of like twists, like dumping Molly, bringing her back. Like, they just did a lot of things that they haven't done before. I know.
Some worked, some didn't work.
Right.
But you're absolutely right. I feel like after years and years of the black girl being chose last, I think they had to do something about it.
Sure.
So I think the fact that we got the opportunity to choose the couples, I feel like there's been so much more audience inclusion.
Yeah, I agree.
In the show. Like, you know, usually we'd have, you know, we have some audience inclusion here and there in terms of, you know, who is our favorites and maybe tweets and stuff.
Yeah.
But I feel like what ITV has got is they've really allowed the audience to be involved.
Right.
In the decision making and the conversation.
Agreed.
Of the show. Even I was even watching ITV, what do they call it? After Sun. And then they have the street talk where India and Sam go out and start asking people and questions. And so you're actually seeing people in the community who watch the show being
religiously
involved.
Yeah.
And I love it. But you talk to me, because you have had a space every single episode.
Yes, literally.
Talk to me, what are your highlights of this season?
My highlight of the season is they're gonna drag me, by the way. They're gonna drag me for
Let
this
drag you.
But my highlight is when they just dumped Catherine like Drago, like that was it, like she was gone. Because so I love when reality TV shocks me.
Yeah,
I like being shocked. I like being gagged.
Yeah.
And I was not expecting Catherine to go. It was just gone. Like, done. And I was
no chance.
Gagged.
No chance.
I was so gagged. I loved that. Sorry, but I love the dramatics. I love the theatre.
You love the unexpected. I think it was the same gag I had when Molly left and was supposed to really leave.
Yes, but they ruined it by bringing her back.
They really ruined it by bringing her back.
If Molly left and was gone and never came back, that would have been my highlight of the season. Like, you know, if they were just like, out you go, I would have loved it.
Honestly.
I would have loved it. I think letting us pick who gets coupled up with who works well.
Yeah.
From a viewer perspective, I thought that was a good sort of introduction into this series.
Yeah.
I think what you said about letting the viewers interact more with the show and let us make the decisions works really well. Mm-hmm. I think for next season, though, really let us make the decisions. So if we're saying the people who we think are least compatible, let those people go home.
Yeah.
Don't put three couples together and then let the Islanders pick who goes home. Let us pick.
100%.
Do you know what I mean? I feel like you get more buy-in from the viewers when we really make the decisions.
100%. So, and we make the right decisions.
I feel like we do.
The situation with Whitney and Lockham, when they sense KD and Uzi home, you know damn well that was the wrong choice.
100%.
You know damn well that was the wrong choice.
But, from a messy perspective, because I do love messy TV,
yes.
Right? Mitch is so messy. He is so messy. So if he would have gone home, would you have been as entertained?
That's true. Mitch is so messy. His name is Michelle.
Messy as hell.
He
I love
Michelle.
It.
He's,
why is he so messy?
Why is he?
But do you know what
so
I thought?
Messy.
Do you know what I thought? I feel like ITV missed one trick with Mitch.
Uh-huh.
I feel like they should have saved him for Big Brother.
Do you think?
Yeah, because just thinking about the way Big Brother works, mm-hmm. it's games, isn't it? And it's mind games and it's getting into people's heads and it's gossiping. Had they have kept him for Big Brother and he didn't have to pretend to be in a couple with people, I think he would thrive more and be even messier.
When you're saying pretend, do you feel like this is a pretense with him and Ella B?
That lady does not like that man.
That lady does not like that man.
That lady does not like that man. And he knows in his mind he's never getting another Ella B in his life.
Yeah, to this day.
That's the baddest girl he's ever got.
That's the bad. But do you know what? Yeah. The situation with, obviously, that recently happened
yes.
with... Mitch saying that she's fake and stuff. Sorry, he doesn't lie.
Yeah, but
the way
I don't like
messy.
When people use narratives for their convenience.
Mm-hmm.
So if you thought she was fake and you've always felt like this, why are you coupling up with her?
They're trying to win the show.
Yeah, but they're not. They're not gonna win. They're not gonna win. Like he had a better chance with Abby of winning.
Honestly, that do you know is, what like, I've realized? After Ekisu and Davide, rest in peace in their relationship.
After Ekisu,
after Ekisu and Davide, I realized something about the UK and how we perceive love. Because okay. remember, they were tied with Molly Mae and Tom Fury.
Yeah.
But they ended up winning. I feel like when a relationship looks too perfect, We don't like it.
We're toxic.
We're toxic. Yeah. We need a relationship that's toxic. Bearing in mind it's now, true. Davide and Ekisu have broken up. Molly Mae is engaged with a child.
That is very true.
But we saw them and thought, this is too good to be true.
That's very true. But then I think that kind of goes to, I think Molly Mae herself was shocked that she didn't win her season.
Yeah.
And it was Amber that won,
shocked.
Right? But then.
Wait, was it Amber?
It was Amber that won with.
Oh my God, yes, with the Irish guy.
Yeah,
sorry,
yeah,
I'm
with Greg.
Seasons,
Amber and
right.
Greg. But I feel like in this country, we also love like an underdog who rises to the top. And I feel like Amber was the one who was treated badly by Mike and everyone yeah. felt sorry for her. So that's why she won. But I do think.
Ashley's giving us knowledge, you know me? I'm confused.
Oh, you know,
I've
been watching all these things. But I do think that you're right in the sense that we love a bit of struggle love in
yeah,
the UK because it reminds us of our own struggle love situations.
I love experiences.
But I don't want struggle love anymore. Like, I want the Molly Mae, Tommy Fury fairy tale.
Please. It's real. It's
it
real.
It happens.
She got the biggest PLT deal in history.
Yep.
And a job.
Yep.
A child.
Yep. A G-Wagon.
A G-Wagon.
Mm-hmm.
And a husband to be.
And a ring. A big ring.
And a big fuck off ring.
It's a big ring. God. It's not a little ring.
Let me Ooh. Do it for me, Jesus.
Mm.
Do it for me, Jesus.
But I think that happens like when you get older though. Cause I think when I've watched Love Island since season one.
Oh wow.
Yeah, like I'm a season one
Real
babe.
OG.
Yeah, and when I look back at how I viewed the show when I was younger to how I view it now, I think I want the Molly Mays and the Tommy Furies of the shows to win.
Yeah.
But this year we haven't had one of those.
No.
So I honestly thought watching it at the beginning, Molly and Mitch were gonna be that. Because they started off.
Yeah, they did.
Remember, matching this, matching that. And then I think she quickly started to see that he was not for
her.
He's
a bit stranger.
Right. And then she met Zach, which is her first black guy ever. So she's, do you know what I mean? Like, she's like, ooh. But they don't like each other for real.
You don't think so?
No, I think she likes him. I think she's enamored by him. You can tell by how she looks at him and things and what she wants him to give her. He's not there. And that's fine. He's playing the game, right? It's a game show.
It's interesting you say that because I do remember that there was a conversation that was had
yeah.
with Zach and Molly. Look at what I'm saying, because I'm trying to remember what she
what the
said.
Conversation was, yeah.
The conversation was she must have insinuated about being exclusive or being committed.
Oh, I remember that.
And he was not. He was shaking
yeah,
with
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
He panicked a bit. I think the thought of commitment scares him, which is like most men. Obviously,
do you think?
Most men are
because
of
is
committed.
It the thought of commitment or is it the thought of commitment with her?
Because
that is a thing. But you hear about it all the time. Like I'm sure you've seen homegirls date a guy and they date him for a year, 6 months. And he's always saying like, no, let's just keep it how it is. And then he breaks up with her. And then a month later, he's in a real relationship.
Marriage.
Right?
Wedding
or marriage.
Ring.
So it's not that he doesn't want commitment. He doesn't want commitment with you.
Her, yeah.
And I think he hitched his wagon to Molly because he knew that was going to get him as close to the final as possible.
Do you know what? I hear it, you know. I hear it. And really and truly, I feel like even from the beginning, you can see that she was going to be the person, the lead
100%.
Girl. Or they tried to make her the lead 100%. Girl. And her whole storyline as well was, for me, a hot mess. Because I feel like people, since Molly Mays, people, ITV are trying to replicate
Molly May. Not going to happen.
And they tried it with Gemma. And then now they've tried it with Molly. But I think what people are failing to see is that Molly had charisma. Molly May had charisma. She had pizzazz. She was likable. I liked her.
See, when I love Molly May. Yeah. And they hate that I love Molly May, by the way. The streets hate that I love Molly May. I don't know why.
They, is it because of her 24-hour?
I don't know, but I like her at the end of the day. She's a young girl. She made it shake for herself. Like, she did what needed to be done. I think with Molly May, I don't think she did anything special while she was on Love Island, but what she had was great style. So people loved tuning in to see what she was wearing. They loved her hair, they loved her makeup, and that was authentic.
Yeah.
She wasn't trying to do that extra. It was authentic. And also, the girl went in with a plan. Like,
yeah,
she had pictures ready to go. She had everything she had ready to go.
Yeah.
Everything. So when episodes were coming out, she had a picture and she looked fire in every picture. So when she did come out, she wasn't popular. Like, they were calling her Money May. I don't know if you remember. They did not love Molly.
Really?
When she was on the show, she got a lot of hate. Okay. A lot of hate. But one thing she did was look phenomenal. So when she came out, she had the pretty little things and the boohoos and the River Islands ready to just give her whatever she wanted.
Yeah.
And she was able to leverage that to her advantage. And she has been able to sustain it. I don't think there's anybody else that's gone on the show that I tune in and think they look fire every day. Mm-hmm. There's just not been.
No, there's not been. I mean, everyone's looked cute. I feel like the girls this season are beautiful.
Yeah.
That's one thing. The girls this season are beautiful.
Girls.
But again, I kind of disagree because I felt like I don't know from a bird's eye view perspective that you have or what everything was going on, because I wasn't doing a Love Island commentary at that time.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say, me as a person,
you
I liked her.
Yeah.
I really liked her.
Well,
and I was shocked that she didn't win her season.
Me too.
I said, what?
Me too. But then again, with Amber, knowing that what she went through with, was it Michael? It was Mike that she was.
Yeah.
Knowing what she went through and then meeting Greg, I know that people love like an underdog story. So I wasn't super shocked.
It's the same kind of similar situation that happened. I think it was the same season with that girl, and she was dating the more campish guy that ended up with Nora.
Oh, you are talking about Curtis.
Curtis
and Maura.
Yeah,
Amy.
So remember that whole situation with Curtis and Amy?
I was coming back here to tell you I loved you.
Yeah. That got her onto what? Loose Women.
Loose Women and all these things. Yeah, exactly. Right.
I shouldn't even win.
No, it's true.
She didn't even win.
But again, they love the like, you're so heartbroken. And then they kind of like build you back up to be the sweetheart. And now she's like married and or has a child or engaged.
Wow.
Yeah. She's got like a kid, I think, now. So
go her.
People love that.
Do you feel like we're going to see the same sort of solo female boost from Whitney? Because at the moment, people are betting for Whitney and Lachlan to win.
Yeah.
By the way, guys, this is going to be posted after the winner's announced.
Yeah.
So we don't even know what's going to happen.
We don't know what. No.
Whitney and Lachlan, and I love my sister Whitney.
Right.
But I feel like they're one of the least compatible
people. Same. But I don't care about Whitney and Lachlan. I just care about Whitney. Yeah, I don't
really
care.
Do you feel like Whitney has enough pizzazz to carry those two to the top?
I think so, but I don't know if they win. I would love them to.
Same.
I don't know if they will. Either way, they're going to be in the final, I think.
100%, yeah.
I think that they break up pretty much as soon as they come out.
Why do you think that?
Because I think that, okay, so this is the best analogy that I can give. Have you ever worked in a place and you might be the only black person there, for example? Yeah.
Yes.
And there might be another black person that works there, guy. Mm-hmm. And he's cute, but he ain't all that. But you fancy him because in work, that's the
only option.
But you knew outside of work, that would not be your type. Like, you would not be going for him. I feel like that's Whitney's position right now. Like, she's in a situation where she's kind of just got to deal with the best out of a bad bunch.
Okay.
And Lachlan is that for her until she comes out and there's a guy who, a nice chocolate man who she's gonna, do you know what I mean? I do not feel like locking this up, but I could be wrong. I could be so wrong, but I don't feel like that's
I'll
a
be
sign.
Honest, I agree with you. I agreed with you for other reasons, similar to what, I agree with you, but I agree with you because similar to something that Molly said,
what did she say?
When she had her date with Zach, where I feel like he's too submissive. I feel like he's too nice, is the word she said.
Yeah.
And not to say that we like wicked and bad boys, but I feel like when you're a strong woman like Whitney, you kind of need someone that has a little bit of hyper masculinity, 100%. Because then it makes you feel more girly, it makes you feel more sexy. Like, even in the situation that happens at the film night with Tyreek. When I say that, Tyreek.
Yes.
There should have been your man. You should feel confident enough that your man can deal with himself.
Right. And I feel like it's not toxic love or struggle love, but when you're someone who is kind of like a boss in your own life and you've got loads of things that you are in charge of sorting out, you don't want to feel like in your relationship you also have to be the boss.
Yeah.
I want to be able to just sit back in my relationship and let my man navigate. Obviously with input from me, 100%. But I want him to deal with it. So movie night for me, or there was the award show even.
Yeah.
I want to be able to just look at my man and know he's going to check tie. Oh, I don't feel locking it does enough for me. It's not strong enough. It's not firm enough. I don't feel like Ty cared really about locking in that sense at all. Ty's very smart. So he knows that Whitney is a popular character now. And so he apologized because he doesn't want to look bad with the public, but not because locking checked him. And I want my man to be strong enough so that other guys are like, nah, let me not. Do you know what I'm trying to... And I don't feel like locking is that for her.
No, exactly. You're absolutely right.
It's not.
You're absolutely right. So when we're looking at the relationships, so at the moment, we've got Ty and Ella. We've got Whitney and Locken. We have Zach and Molly. Yeah. And we have Mitch and Ella B. Am I missing anyone?
No.
So those are the four, right?
Oh, no, you are. But my mind's gone black. Sammy and Jess.
They're not making it to the four. The fact I couldn't even remember them. Actually, yeah, they but might, though.
Over Mitch and Ella B, like, I feel like those two are the most vulnerable,
What the hell was Mitch thinking? If Mitch didn't open his stupid mouth, if Mitch did not open his stink mouth...
He ruined it.
...to say that about Ella B, he could have done the finals.
But that's what I'm saying. He's so messy that it's self-sabotage.
What were you thinking?
That is how messy he is.
I feel like as soon as that happened, it put doubt in the other Islander's mind to say that, okay, for sure, there's no compatibility here.
Yeah, because now he said it, so they don't even have to feel guilty.
They don't even have to feel guilty,
well, no, because you are the one who said.
But you said, like...
Right, and that will be their, like, rationale for why. Well, but he said himself that Ella's fake, so now he's not. Now they don't have to worry about it.
So... It's the scapegoat thing, because I feel like it gets to a point now where it becomes like a mixture of a popularity contest, a contest, and whoever's friends with whoever, but then also what the reality is.
Right, but then also you have to remember it's a game show. So imagine me and you are friends in Love Island and we've both got great partners, we're both strong couples. I want the 50K. So do I then say, oh, let's vote Joyce and Adam out because we want the money and you're a threat? I wonder if they do that as well. And I feel like because the producers told them that Locken and Whitney were the most compatible, that made me worry. Because now I wonder if that puts a target on their back.
It's interesting because in the same breath, Mitch and Ella did vote for Whitney and Locken to be the least compatible. And it's true.
Right.
I feel like if we're talking about strength, there's only one pairing that comes to mind.
Ella and Ella and Ty. Yeah. I really liked Ty for a long time. I really did. And then over the past like couple of weeks, I'm a bit like, I don't like the way he speaks to women.
Agreed.
And I don't know if that's because I'm hypersensitive to these things now.
Yeah.
Or because he just really doesn't speak to women very well. I don't know how he speaks to Whitney. I don't like it. It's rude. He's rude.
He is really rude. He is really, really rude.
I've got to sit with his brother on Monday. How am I going to say all these things next to his brother?
You better.
I'm going to. I'll keep the same energy, honey.
You have all... Doubt that. Guys, if you don't know what we're talking about, Talks of Ash is doing the... She's doing an event for the finale on Monday.
Correct.
Which I'll be going to. So we're all going to go watch the finale together. Elijah's also on the panel, which is amazing. It's amazing to see my people just doing excellent things, and we're gonna really shut it down.
We're gonna turn up.
Also, his brother's gonna be there. Ty's her brother, there, which I'm very excited about.
Me too, because I'm gonna be honest and say how I feel.
Yeah.
Obviously, when someone's brother sat next to you.
You better.
I'm going to keep the same energy.
I need the shade. I'm going to
keep the same energy. But I don't like how Ty's been moving over the past couple of weeks. And I also didn't love how he treated Ella B. And I think that, not Ella B, sorry, original Ella.
Yeah.
Because we've all been an Ella at some point.
Yeah.
Maybe not as...
Dumb.
Yeah, I was looking for a nicer word, but dumb. Maybe not all as dumb, but we've all kind of like let things slide that we wouldn't usually let slide because we like someone.
Of course.
And I think that she... wore her heart on her sleeve and showed him that she was all in. And Casa Amor for her was an insurance policy, right? And I always say to women, have an insurance policy. So she brought back, what was his name? I don't even remember that. And Bobby Pins.
Uzi.
She brought back Uzi as an insurance just in case Ty had brought someone else back. And everything that he had done prior to that, we would think that he was going to act mad in Casa. But I forget that he... manage Toby's social media when Toby was on the show. So he knows the game. He knows how to make the public fall in love with him and the couple. So I think that him deciding to be lock it off or whatever they said before Casa Amor was strategic.
Okay.
I don't think that was genuine. And I think the only reason he didn't move Madden Casa was because there was nobody in there that he thought was nice. Enough. Yeah. So I don't know if it's genuine with Ty, but I hope for Ella's sake it is, because I think she really does love him.
I'm not going to lie.
God help her.
I really feel like it's genuine, you know.
What, both of them?
Both of them.
I hope so for her sake.
I do feel like...
I really hope
so. One character trait I've picked up with Ty, mm-hmm. as much as we don't like him, mm-hmm. I feel like he's a very honest person. And I feel like that's why it was hard for us to see the situation with Ella at the beginning, mm-hmm. because he was telling her what it was straight and it was killing us. I don't feel like Ty is the person to lie and feel like he needs to pretend.
Do you not think?
I just don't see it. I just don't see it in him.
So do you prefer that? Do you prefer a guy to be like brutally honest with you? Or do you Ty's want a little bit?
Ty's honesty kills me. To be honest, I always say, and us women, we always all like, let's be honest. You know, we need a man that's honest.
Yeah.
And then when he gives to me, girl, I don't like you. It's like, well, why you gotta say like that?
Yeah, but then I also think that, because what I was seeing a lot of people say on Talks of Ash is that it's not that he was being honest, it was how he was being honest, and it was the delivery.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, there's ways you can say things. You can say things tactfully. Mm-hmm. And I think he was more just like, I like her, I'm cracking on.
I think it really goes back to the character of the person, because we've established that Ty's a rude person anyways. I don't think that in his character, there would have been a way where he could have said it in a way that was any nicer than he knows.
Fair enough.
Because, you know, there's some people who's like, They know how to be honest, but they don't know how to be honest in a productive and concise way.
Right. And I feel like that's what people had issue with more than anything else. But you're right. I think if we're being fair about what the show is about, they should win.
I agree. Even when I saw their final date, the way Ty was looking at Ella...
You think he's in?
He's in, man. He's in.
Do you know what? In. I don't know if I'm just jaded, but there's just something in the back of my mind that's like, this guy's acting... And I don't know, I could be
really?
Wrong, but that could be a me thing, right? Because we all watch these kind of shows with tinted glasses based on our own experiences and mm-hmm. our life. And I just look at him and I'm like, I know you. I've met a couple times in my time.
I think he does like her, you know. Obviously, being in that space, 2 months of just being with a 24/7 can mentally do a lot to you. Mm. I heard I can't remember who said it and what interview mm-hmm. it was, that after the situation with Casa Amor, Ty wanted to go home.
Oh, I've heard that as well. Yeah, I have. Ty wanted to go.
The humiliation was too much. And I hear it. I said on my show, Ty is going to go home for this.
Did you think that he was going to leave?
I thought he was going to leave. Because that public disgrace can kill a guy like that.
But to me, I get it. Mm-hmm. But when Ella came back with Uzi and saw Ty stood there on his own, I don't know if you remember, she literally... dropped her hand, like they were holding hands, and she moved her hands from Uzi straight away. And in my mind, I knew then, she didn't really make this decision
based on how she
based
felt.
On feelings. Yeah. It was because she was scared and that's who she wanted. So I feel like the public disgrace wasn't as bad as it could have been. She blatantly wanted Ty, blatantly, in my opinion.
She was on her knees even before the coupling was finished.
Right.
She was on her knees before it was even
she
over.
She loves that boy. So I hope that what you're saying is true and he does like her and it's genuine from his side, because she gonna need some help if it's not, because that girl's done. She's done for. She's in love.
No, I'll be honest, and I really love Ella.
Do you like Ella?
I really like
Me
her.
Me too. What do you think about the whole Whitney saying she was selfish and that whole argument? Like, what were your thoughts on that?
Don't forget to subscribe.
Don't forget to subscribe.
Subscribe.
Do you know what? Yeah. I was in two minds about it, and I can understand Whitney being the favourite, but what I didn't like was how disposable Ella was over that situation.
Okay.
I think that was my issue. I can understand why Whitney was mad.
Yeah.
That shit is messy. I really... If you're my friend, if you're my girl, you're not going to do anything to embarrass me, mm-hmm. especially in front of people.
Mm-hmm.
So imagine we're saying, oh, we're besties, and then you go as in a challenge and say something that damages my character. Mm-hmm. Whether it's a challenge or not, you shouldn't say that. You should always defend my character.
Agreed.
But I think on Whitney's side, what was wrong for me was... I think the coldness, and I don't know whether, you know, there's some women that they respond to hurt by shutting down.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's how Whitney deals with things. But I personally feel, considering the fact that she was in a situation with Mehdi and he was violating her
left,
up and
right
down,
and
left, right and center, and she stayed and tried to reason and tried to make it work, that same
grace. She should have given the same grace, yeah. See, I'm the opposite of Whitney. Like, when I'm hurt, friends, family, partner, I'm very emotional. Like, I want to talk about it and I want to, like, let's get over it. Let's
resolve.
Fix it. I want to resolve. I don't shut down. Like, so I kind of agree with you that it was a bit weird to watch. But I do think Ella has shown some traits of selfishness.
Yeah.
So agreed. I kind of agreed with them both.
Agreed. And it's like, I can understand that what Whitney was saying was right.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that she said it in a moment where she felt hurt because of what Ella said, it became a tit for tat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was like, you hurt me, so
I'm gonna hurt you. Yeah, there was no,
and
yeah.
I'm gonna stick by it because I don't care.
No, I get
like,
that as well.
I feel like, again, I hear what Whitney's saying,
yeah.
But I feel like the way it could have been handled could have been better.
Agreed.
And I was having a conversation about this, and I said, this is the problem with women relationships, friendships, because we have so much grace.
For men.
When your boyfriend, Johnny, is violating you, disrespecting you, cheating on you,
with girls all up and down,
you are still trying to do let's work it out.
Mm-hmm.
Your friend said, sorry, I don't like this dress because you look kind of big in it,
or she doesn't come to your birthday party, and now you are like, you're ending the friendship,
you're done,
right? But when homeboy was sleeping with the girl across the street, up, down, backwards, you want to sit and work it out. And I think that's so common.
That is
so common in women. But I think it's because if you're with a man and you're constantly getting violated, but you love him, you don't have any more tolerance for violations elsewhere.
Okay.
I've never heard that. I think
before.
That is the only way I can make it make sense to me. It's like you're getting violated so much in one area of your life, you just don't have any more tolerance anywhere else, and so you're just quick to lock everybody else off. But like, I've had it before where a friend of mine was dealing with a guy that wasn't taking her on dates and cheating on her and in her house eating all her food and not paying rent and not doing all of this, and I couldn't make her birthday party because I was sick and she wanted my head on a stick.
It's ridiculous.
But it's not me. It's that you're just going through what you're going through in your own life, and I'm just easy to take it out on.
I honestly feel like if we had the same grace in our friendships, because again, I've been that babe where I've cut stuff. I've suffered in a man.
Mm.
But my friend, I can just, why do you pick up my call? Never speak to me again in your life, bitch. Like, I've been that girl. But I
think
feel
we
like
all have at some point.
If we have the same grace for our friendships as we did our relationships, I feel like we'd have a lot more healthier We'll have more healthier friendships for me. And we'll have more longer term friendships.
But I feel like I see this on Twitter a lot, where male friendships and female friendships get compared a lot. And they say that, like, oh, we're always falling out. And
yeah.
Yeah, but that's because our friendships are deep. Like, yeah. our friendships are very emotional. Deep, right. Yeah. You lot don't even know when each other's birthdays are. Like,
that's
do you know
true.
What I mean? Men's friendships are very, like, wishy-washy. They're not based on anything. So I just feel like you can't compare them. There's a lot that happens in a woman's relationship.
Oh, shut up. I told you, people don't ever message me until you're filming. Working. And I'm actually trying to get this show on the road. But no, you're absolutely right. It's funny because it's like, men are able to share the same girls. They're able to do things that we would think
Eskimo brothers
would be like, that doesn't even make any sense. But now you're saying it, it's true. I feel like emotionally, men's relationship do lack emotional depth.
100%. You're absolutely right. You're like, I've seen men sleep with the same girl, and one of the guys is actually offended, but they'll never say like, bro, that was my girl. They'll never communicate that. Whereas we will communicate those things, and that's why we argue so much. So I don't know.
I absolutely hear you, but I wanna play a game.
Go ahead.
Let the spirit lead this one. Give me your first, second, third, and fourth place for Love Island 2023.
All right. So I think first place is Ella and Tyreek. I think second place, Zach and Molly.
Oh God, I'll be damned.
Wait, can I change that?
Yeah.
No. I think first place, Ty and Ella. Second place, Whitney and Lachlan. Third place, Zach and Molly. Fourth place, Jess and Sammy.
Okay. I 100% agree with Ella and Ty. Okay.
Who do you think second?
I know Whitney's not going to win this. I'm sorry. Lachlan doesn't have the pizzazz. But she will be up there. I don't even feel like she's going to get... I don't think she's even going to get second.
Do you think she comes second? So who do you think comes second?
I feel like...
See, I was going to say...
I think that Zach and Molly are getting second.
I thought that, but then they were in the bottom three as the least compatible. Remember, just a second ago.
According to votes.
Yeah. So I feel like maybe the public are just not buying what they're selling. I'm not buying what they're selling. So I think... I'm not buying what they're selling. I'm sorry. I don't believe Zach.
Yo, bro's that... Be like, I'm not like... And do you know what? ITV have done their best. How? No. I feel like people need to deep how unfair that situation is. To be voted out, Molly got voted out by the public, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got voted out by the public. Mm-hmm. As if we said we don't want you. Yeah.
Yeah.
You've got put in back by producers and you're possibly in second place. Do you know how much...
The only way that would have been fair to me, right, is if they dumped Molly and they put her in a different house and she opened up a card that said, you're actually the most popular by viewers. You get a chance to go back. Because then it's like, actually, the viewers did really like her and it's just a plot twist.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't like you.
We didn't like
you. We voted you, hit the road, Jack.
Hit the road, Jack.
Do you get it? Don't let the doorknob hit you where the good Lord spit, like, bye. Sayonara.
Yeah.
So why have you come back?
I feel like maybe there's a contract she had where she had to make, she probably came in and ITV probably thought, this is going to be our golden girl.
No.
This is who's going to be making us money. Let's put her in.
Sick of it. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of her and I'm sick of that. I'm so sorry because I know Zach is Snoochie's brother.
Yeah.
And I always feel so bad because I love Snoochie.
Yeah.
But Zach just does not give me genuine vibes. He doesn't seem genuine. I feel like when he's talking to her, you know, like when Ty's talking to Ella, you can see, like, even if it is just physical attraction, lust, you can see he's into her. I don't know if he loves her, but you can see he's into her. Mm. I don't feel that connection when Zach and Molly are talking.
Because what is there to talk about? I remember I was saying this. There was a Love Islander that I had a conversation with that Zach had said that he finds conversations with Molly boring.
I find conversations with them boring. But do you know what? Do you know what as well? Sorry, seeing as we're on this topic, I don't want to forget. Can ITV stop bringing back old Islanders? We don't care. We actually don't care. Like, I'm so sorry, but Katie did not clock into work.
Can I just say, what was the point? Whole storyline embarrassed me.
I felt so bad.
Secondhand embarrassment from her whole storyline.
Cringe.
Because you came...
To bombshell.
To bombshell. The bomb didn't go off.
It did not go off.
The bomb didn't go off.
The pin's still in the grenade, sis.
It's still in the ground.
Just, I think that, like...
Undetonated.
Sometimes... Have you ever thought about an outfit in your head? And you're like, yeah, this outfit's going to slap. And then you put it on and you're like...
Nah.
That's what ITV are thinking with bringing ex-Islanders back. It's not slapping.
It's not slapping.
Because I think, as well, the audience, we move on. So I don't care about Adam and I don't care about Katie anymore. That was how many years ago? Like, good for them. But also, I think it looks bad on them.
Mm-hmm.
Because they've built careers and followings since being on the show. If you're going to come back... you need to clock into work.
And do you know what it is? Yeah, because apparently we still have that. No one's addressed this, but we still have that alleged fight between Whitney, KD, and Ella B that was unaired, allegedly.
Right.
The problem is, you're somebody that's watched Love Island from season 1, 2, 3. You're not getting that experience because there's more money involved.
Right.
Who are the sponsors of Love Island? We've got eBay. We've got Subway. We have wholesome companies who are investing into this.
Yes.
You don't want to then upset your sponsors by saying by airing fights. It looks bad on the sponsors. It looks bad on the brands.
But then, six of one, half a dozen of the other, right? Mm-hmm. Because if I'm eBay, I want as many viewers to see mm-hmm. that I am the sponsor for Love Island mm-hmm. as is physically possible. And we know the ratings and the viewership's going down because we're not getting the same pizzazz that we used to get, right?
I'm telling you, I'm literally telling you, sister, I've worked with brands. They want your pizzazz, but they want it clean. They want it in their box.
100%.
And it's so annoying. I've had brands say, Joyce, we love you. We love your charisma. We love this.
But
you know, honestly, can you just turn this down a bit? Like, honestly, sorry. So I had a brand send me feedback being like, because you know, sometimes I'd be saying motherfucking noises and I'd be talking like this.
Uh-huh.
We're not sure about the accent changes. Can you just...
But that's you. As a viewer, I want authentic Joyce.
Yeah. But the brand, so that's what I'm saying. So the brands want my audience.
But they don't want you.
But they want me in a polished way, which is like, if you notice, there were a lot of people in this space that when they first started, they were very brass and they were very like
100%. And now they're a little muted. I can think of one off my head. Yeah.
Thank you. Now they're muted,
especially black women.
Now, because you see, when the brands come in and if your mindset is like, I need to make money, and you haven't done well enough to build a platform on your own, and you're relying on brand money, they will make you into the person they want you to be because they're paying your bills.
100%. But even like my agent said to me a few days ago, you need to stop saying da da da, and I'll tell you, mm-hmm. you can't say this no more. And I'm like,
girl, why?
Why? And she was like, because the brand doesn't want you to say it. And I'm like, why?
I already know what it is.
You know, I'm sure you know what it is. And I'm like, but why? And she's like, you can't say it. You can't say it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but I always say it. I say it all the time. I say it in conversations. I say it to my mama. Like, why can't I say it? And she was like, because it makes the brand uncomfortable. And I'm like, but in my culture, there's nothing wrong with saying it. We say it all the time. And she's like, I understand that. But they can't say it. So they don't want you to say it because it makes them uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So you do have to, I understand.
Yeah.
But you just switching in accents every now and again because that's how we are. It shouldn't be a problem.
They said we like you, but you're too bush.
But I'm so bush though.
Oh, we so motherfucking bush.
I'm so, like, someone said to me the other day, being Jamaican can't be your personality trait. I'm like, yeah, it can.
Even me, I'm Jamaican, you know.
Yeah, what? I thought you were
Jamaican. I'm Michelinese.
I thought you were Niger, babe.
Yeah, I'm Jamaican in the spirit. These are already fucking there. Listen, I'll be Jamaican.
Wait, did you go to Yardi parties?
Do you know what? I've been to one backyard.
You need to come with me.
I've been to one backyard Yardi party. It was a headphone party.
Nah, dash with that. You need to come to a proper...
And everybody was wearing white jeans. I said, yes, I'm with
you. No, you need to come to like a gutter Yardi party with me.
That one was gutter. It was in the back of a block.
They'll love you, honey. Woohoo! That's why you see, like, I know I'm loved and appreciated at a Yardi party.
You know what? Yeah, the Caribbean... Do you know what? Caribbean loved. Men, I feel like... I said this on my show one time. There was one Caribbean guy, Rastaman Dreadlocks. He said to me.
He said what?
He said, you know me say me like black gums. I don't know how they say it, but he's basically saying, I'm sorry if I got that wrong. It's always kind of embarrassing when I say my Jamaican accent in front of a Caribbean person because I realise how it doesn't bang.
You crack me up.
But he basically was like, I love your black gums when you smile.
Okay, but this is the thing about Jamaicans, yeah?
Because what the fuck?
No, but this is the thing about Jamaicans, like, whatever your insecurity is...
They love it.
He's going to make you feel great about it. Do you get it? So...
No one has ever said that they love my black gums.
What a thing to say.
What a
but
fucking
But he means
thing.
It, though.
What a
That's
fucking
the thing. He means it.
Thing
Sometimes
say.
I just think to myself, yeah? The type of Jamaicans I like... I don't think I can say on camera. I love a bad boy. But...
Like a Taliban.
Listen, yeah.
Like a Taliban.
I love a bad boy. But sometimes I think I should just go and find like an idle Jamaican man with dreads that just wants to live in the mountains, and he just wants me to have kids and just wash his clothes with my hands.
Do you know what I've realised about Jamaican men, yeah? And what? I don't know if this is from TV, like the Rasta men especially, they've got nice feet.
They have nice everything. Like, to me, you see Jamaican men, even if I'm not attracted to a Jamaican man, even if he's a medium ugly, he's still got a nice face. Like, I think Jamaican men are just beautiful men in general. Like, I think they got nice skin. I love a, like, honestly, I love a Jamaican man. I can't even lie.
You know, I told a story. I dated one Jamaican man.
And I bet he didn't play about you, boy. Woo!
No, do you know what? Yeah, he really messed me around, which was like, we had a great relationship at the beginning. Then obviously I found out that he's like allegedly a firearms and drugs dealer. And then the police, he was my neighbor. So I met him because I moved into a new house and he lived underneath me.
Did he get raided?
He got raided.
Okay.
He got raided at like 2, 3 a.m. in the morning.
Okay.
And that was the last time I saw him. The guy, I don't know where he is.
Probably back in Jamaica now. Was he a yardie or was he just born here?
I think, no, that's a good question.
Because if he was born in Jamaica, they probably...
No, he wasn't born in Jamaica.
Just at Her Majesty's spa for a bit.
No, I don't think they caught him, you know. They didn't catch him from the raid.
They didn't catch him?
He wasn't there.
So he's on the run.
He probably did run back to Jamaica, you know.
He might for a bit. Sometimes they go and just...
Just stay and second just, down, yeah,
just
hide.
For like a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, but honestly... Allegedly. But seriously, that was my first time. I said, no, I can't do this anymore. But was so sexy.
He was such a bad boy.
He was such a bad boy.
And I bet the sex was...
He was a bad boy. He was naughty. I liked him. If he's in jail, free him. I'll be watching. Do you think he watches my show?
Yeah, probably.
In jail.
Probably with a VPN in yard.
Per, tell him, hey daddy, can't we? But yes, I'm gonna going back to
Love Island.
Top four.
Yeah.
I would sincerely love Elle and Tyreek to win.
Okay, over Whitney and Lachlan.
Yeah, because I love Whitney, but
not what the show's about.
That's not what the show's about. If it was People Island.
Whitney, okay, I get it.
I think I love the character development of Ty and the chaos of the relationship that's now formulated.
See, why am I so...
You're
like,
so anti-Ty. What, it's because he's light-skinned.
No, do you know what it is? Am I so cynical? Is that a word? Cynical?
Yeah.
I'm such a cynic because I want to say to you, I love Ty's character development.
Uh-huh.
I love that he actually fell in love with Ella and changes. I want to say that, but in the back of my mind, I'm like,
you hate
I know a Ty or two. Do you know what I mean?
Listen, don't base your experience off this guy.
I don't know if he's nice.
He's okay. He definitely has villain tendencies, but I like him. I feel like Ty, if I'm talking about genuine people in the whole of the villa, Ty, regardless whether you love him or hate him, has been one of my favourite people.
Yeah, and that's
he's
the thing.
The chaos.
For the first 6 weeks, I loved Ty. Because to me, he was just saying everything I was saying at home watching it. He was just the only person who was just being honest. And I did love Ty. Like, I just thought he was so funny. Like, he was just cracking me up. Like, there was a day... You know when Molly got sent home?
Yeah.
And everyone was like... he was like...
He said, okay.
He did not care. That cracked me up. Like, go back and look at his face. He did not care one bit. And I love that about him. I don't know. Again, to be fair to him, the show is heavily edited.
Of course.
So we don't know how things are like transpiring in conversation, and we don't know if they're just editing him to look a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know that. So you have to give him some grace in that respect.
100%.
But you are right. Ty was one of my... And I think he has been one
you
of the funniest.
Him.
I do. I know. Okay. For you, I do forgive him.
You made one mistake.
But I do like Ty, and I think one thing about Ty, he's fine. He's fine. He's not my type, but he's fine.
Sorry, the
fine boy, no pimple.
The 14-year-old girl in me is fucking screaming because the mixed race boys at school were very horrible to me. Obviously, the light skinned boys, they didn't fancy me, and they were very horrible to me. So I have a bit of light skin PTSD. Dark skin girls, if you know, you know. So every time I find a light-skinned guy attractive, and I find many of them attractive, my 14-year-old self is always like,
I get that.
You dumbass bitch.
I do get
that. But you know what? Yeah, I'm living in my fucking truth. I think Ty is so handsome.
He's fire.
And I felt
he's
like...
He's gorgeous.
Because the darker he was getting, because you know, obviously, everybody's tanning. The tanner he was getting, the finer he was
You can't lie and say Ty's not fine. even if you don't like him, he's fine. He's fine. So you see when he talks,
it's the masculinity.
You see when he talks, he talks. Ty talks one time, and I like that. He talks once.
He's like this.
And all the other guys. There was one time where he said to the rest of the guys, "Let me talk to Sammy on his own," and they all scatter, scatter, scatter. I said, "Oh, he talks once. He talks once."
I'm getting sweet.
Or when Mitch said to him, "I don't like how Ella moves." He said, "You ain't got to worry about how she moves because it's me that has to deal with her." I said, "Oh, he talks once.
I've never heard anyone say that, but I'm gonna say it.
I like
he
it.
He does. He's he so. Once. He's group leader.
I love that. He is the very group attractive. Leader. And he said to Ella one time, "I'm always going to defend you publicly and privately. I'll tell you where you went wrong."
Yeah, when I saw that, I said, okay, we can lips now.
Because he talks
once.
That's what
we can lips now.
Yes.
We can lips now. When he said that, when that situation happens, I said, please. I said, nah, this last kid boy is actually making me. He's making my breast.
He's fine. But lips. You know, he's like, someone said he's like quarter Somali, quarter Jamaican, quarter of it. I'm thinking, oh.
Yeah, because I believe when his mom came in, his mom does look Asian.
Okay.
His mom looks Asian.
Yeah, I couldn't figure out where she was from.
She looked like she had Asian origin.
Very beautiful, his mom.
Very beautiful. Either way, the boy's fine.
And the little brother's kind of cute as well. I mean, I'm way too old for the little brother, but my little sister was like, oh, what? Well, she's not my
handsome
blood sister,
family.
But yeah,
but
cute
Ty,
family.
His energy, the masculinity, and
everything,
the look, the muscle, the bicep. There's one scene, I can't remember what was happening, but he had a tank top on, and I'm so annoyed that this is embedded in my mind. He had a tank top on and he had his arms out and the sun was just hitting that bicep.
Okay.
And it's glistening. It was glistening. And again, because it's the tan for me.
I get you.
He just looked dark and sexy.
The only thing I don't love about Ty, looks wise, is that sometimes he dresses like Nelly from 2001. Do you remember when he had the do-rag and the hat backwards? And I was like, why are you stopped?
To be fair.
It's enough.
To be fair, I feel like men's summer fashion just doesn't bang as a whole. Because after the two-piece Casablanca, two-piece, what else are you fucking wearing?
No, it's true. They love that, innit? They love the Casablanca, the Dior, two-piece.
Two-piece. There's summer and styles for men doesn't bang.
Grey shorts and white t-shirt. And white Air Forces.
There's not much to go for the summer.
But the Nelly, like, hot in here vibe that he was dressed up as, that was stressing me out. Otherwise, he's flawless. Flawless looking.
I'm a fan.
Best looking guy in the villa this... In fact... the streets are gonna drag me. But to me, he's like top three male islanders of all time. Over Ovi. I think he's fine. Ty is fine. Yes.
Over Ovi?
Yeah, for me. You lot love Ovi, yeah.
But nah, sorry.
Do you know, let me not stop because they're gonna flog me. They've been flogging me about my Ovi opinion for ages. Yeah.
Ty over Ovi.
Yes.
For the finest man on Love Island.
I think so, yeah. I think Ty's finer than Ovi. Yeah, I do. I'm so sorry. But the streets are going to flog me. But I need to just... I'm in my I don't care era. Like, you can flog me for that opinion. I know it's coming. I know you guys are going to flog me. But for me, Ty is sexier than Ovi. Because what did Ovi do? He did nothing but eat ice lollies and just sleep. Ty's given us...
I want to put this question forward to the public. Guys, bad boys and girls... In Love Island history, who is the most attractive Love Island between these two? Mm-hmm. Ty or Ovi?
Tyreek.
Because I can't co-sign you on Ty. Ovi now, he's still a handsome boy. But when Ovi had his fade and he came in, I believe he was a Casa Amor person in a season. With the biceps and the long, lanky arms, that boy is one of the sexiest boys that has walked this planet since I was
born.
But
it depends on what is sexy for you, right? Because for me, a large part of why a man is sexy is his aura and his presence. Mm-hmm. So although Ovi physically is chef's kiss, right? There's no denying physically he's great. His presence for me is meh. Whereas when Ty speaks, he speaks once.
No!
He speaks one time. And that to me is a lot of what is sexy about a man. Do you get what I'm trying to say?
Girl, I hear you, but
you don't feel me though.
I don't feel you. I hear you. But I feel like let's not sleep on the boys who are a little bit quirky and who are a little bit goofy and who are a little bit soft. Because I find that element in a guy quite sexy. I don't feel like I can sit down and have hard banter with Ty. He gives me the type that his banter is quite dark and it's at your expense.
Okay, so do you remember, I can't remember what season it was now, did you remember Olivia and Alex? They're married now, they've got a massive house, right? Yes. So you see Alex Bowen, mm-hmm. I felt like he was very sexy. He was more laid back and a little bit quieter, but still he has presence. Mm-hmm. So I feel like that's a little bit more of what you're talking about, someone who's softer, someone who you can banter with.
Yeah.
But he's still very sexy for me. Now, I said on Talks of Ash, I find Alex Bowen sexier than Ovi, and they wanted to flog me. You see, you want to flog me. But this is what I'm trying to say. Like, Ovi doesn't do it for me.
Maybe your thing, your steeze is not physical appearance.
I don't think it is, though.
Maybe yours is energy.
It is. It is, definitely.
You just like those hyper-masculine...
Yeah. 100%
goons.
Yeah.
And to be honest, I love a bit of that too.
But Ovi is your cup of tea, chef.
I think he's definitely one of the finest pieces of me.
I hear it.
Finest pieces of me has gone crazy for anyone in Love Island like they went for Ovi.
What do you think of Tommy Fury then? In that, like, because you said you like goofy, someone who's a bit more.
So he again, I think he was cute. He was handsomed, but he wasn't the. People weren't making edits on him. During his era, do you know what I mean?
No, that's a very
Ovi's reign.
The girls
was
loved Ovi.
Crazy.
Yeah.
I've never 100%. Seen anything like it.
And also, like, the brands loved Ovi. Like, I remember ASOS tweeting about him.
Yeah, they loved it.
I get
they
it.
Loved it.
I get it.
That one, he was, and he had a personality as well.
Did he?
Yes, he did. Oh. He was the one that came up with message whenever, when you know, when the I got a text message. That was the thing. Okay.
I just remember him sleeping.
You just hate him so much.
No, I love... You no, don't. But you know what it is? I love Ovi, but he just doesn't give me the feels like he gives everybody else. I think there are other guys that have gone in the villa that are sexier. Like, to me, Jordan, his personality was done out, but physically, I think he's better than Ovi.
Jordan Hames?
Wait, I don't know.
Mixed race Jordan?
No, black. He was in Lost, the winter one. Tall, dark skin.
Oh, yes.
I think he's fire.
I'm sorry.
You're Ovi. Just an Ovi stan and I love that for you.
I wouldn't say I'm an Ovi stan, but I also know when a man is... That one was fine.
Love Island question.
Go on.
Do you feel like the show is past its prime? Or do you feel like there's something that they can do to get it back up there? Or do you think it's over?
Honestly, sister, it's coming to an end. I feel like it will probably still going, but it will probably still be going, but mm-hmm. the pizzazz it had initially mm-hmm. is definitely lost. Yeah. Because again, this is what tends to happen when you have a show that is built on human interaction and people, and then sponsors get involved and everything is a bit more scripted and everything is a bit more navigated differently.
Yeah.
And it's no longer, the foundation of the show is no longer authenticity and let's just see how it pans out. But everything is orchestrated. Everything is planned. That's the problem.
That's why I'm worried for Big Brother. Because Big Brother is one of my favourite British TV shows of all time.
Yeah.
And what makes Big Brother so amazing is that it's just normal people being their normal selves. And it's chaotic.
Yeah.
I worry that because obviously ITV have got it now. And it's going to be the same advertising issues that we've got with Love Island. Is it going to be authentic Big Brother?
Do you know what? Can I also take some responsibility? Because I understand... When I mean take some responsibility, I want us to take some responsibility.
Oh.
Because the reason why TV cannot be what it used to be is because everybody's always fucking offended.
Ugh, don't get me started. This Let's is my biggest pet peeve.
Big Brother is not going to be as chaotic as it was my in the 2000s. It's because people are a lot more sensitive.
Right. And I think, like... Look, when we're talking about some of the stuff that used to go on in mainstream media when it came to women and when it came to LGBTQ or when it came to race, there's a lot of things that should be improved and have been improved for the better. But if we're just talking about like everyday chaotic, have I got something here?
No, I just have to itch myself, yeah.
If we're talking about everyday like chaotic madness, we can't be offended by that. That's what I love. Yeah. I want to see people at the smoking area talking shit. Do you know what I mean?
Even I doubt there'll even be a smoking area. You guys are promoting smoking and my granddad died of cancer in 1951.
Okay. Do you smoke?
No.
I don't smoke, right? Seeing people smoke on TV is not going to make me smoke. You can't, like, it's just as simple as that. Like, we need to get back to a place where we had our own brain.
I went on this podcast recently and I told a story about when I was working in care. And I was saying, you know, I was talking about, you know, the old people that will punch you and call you this and that. Somebody DM'd me and was like, I find what you said quite offensive because my grandma is in a care home and I just feel like you should just be, shut the fuck up. I'm the wrong person to come and teach you.
Yeah, but then my thing is, no offense to your grandma, but if your grandma is in a care home if your grandma's in the care home punching people, like, that's not okay. Like what? What do you want us to say?
I'm sorry that your grandma passed away.
Like, I'm sorry, but your grandma can't be in the care home punching people.
Another thing that happened, Victor came on and we were playing the accent challenge. We played the accent challenge. And he did a plethora of accents. He did Zimbabwean, he did Scottish, he did Indian. One thing about Victor, he's so talented, he just picks up things. So if you say something, he can imitate you very quickly.
Stop.
So cool. Somebody DM'd me.
And said what?
I don't like how you made Victor do the Indian accent. You're taking a mockery out of my ancestors of 1,000 years. And the Indian accent is... Just fuck me, mate.
I do a really good Indian accent though. And I do a really good Liverpudlian accent.
I just don't even want to hear it because I just don't want, you don't want the fucker to be a man.
But here's the thing, yeah, like, I'm offended by things I should be offended by.
Yeah!
Right? Like, if it's to do with being a black woman, we have to deal with a lot in the media.
Of course.
And that shit offends me, rightfully.
Rightfully.
But someone doing, like, a stupid bootleg Jamaican accent, I'm not fazed.
And it's not even in a way where it's like, it's mockery. Like, it's just, we were playing an accent challenge.
Right,
game.
So you were just doing accents.
Context is so important. Yeah, so we're doing accents, a plethora of accents. I do Jamaican accent all the time, but I'm not even Jamaican. And I do it because I would love to be, I always say, if I wasn't Nigerian, I'd be Jamaican. If I wasn't Jamaican, I'd be Indian. Because I just really love Indian culture.
If I wasn't Jamaican, I'd be Latino.
Girl, bye.
Because I feel like deep down, I'm kind of Mexican a bit.
I feel like, do you feel like there's like Mexican in your heritage?
Somewhere, Boricua, Bore. Like, yeah, I feel like I'm kind of Mexican.
I feel the same about Indian. Sometimes I look at my skin. I swear to God, guys.
Girl.
If I don't ever do those heritage 419 and me.
No, I'm not doing that either.
Because I don't want my colon to be in Russia.
No.
But I swear to God, I can feel it in my bones that I am 1% Indian. I just feel like there's something about my skin.
I hear it though, because I feel like I'm Mexican a bit.
There's something about my skin that has a tinge of it.
I hear it.
I can't explain
no,
it.
No, I get it because I feel like I'm Mexican deep down, like a little bit.
Like, I feel like I have a 1% or 2% of Asian in my heritage. And the day I decide to do the heritage thing, you lot will suck your chicken bones and swallow it.
But then what if you're not in, like, what if it is Russian? What if you're like 2% Russian and not Indian at all? Zero.
Do you know what? That would make sense because I'm such a tough woman. I think being Russian would make sense for me because they have a strength like no other.
But if we want good TV, you're right. Please stop complaining about things that are not necessary to complain about.
It's true. Because when people are like, it's not going to be the same as that. Because most part is because of you lot.
Just going back to Love Island and the Love Island spaces that we do every night. I've got a certain time frame, right? Mm-hmm. Because I do it every single night. I want to go to bed. Mm-hmm. I've got things to do the next day. So I can't have people on spaces talking like, hours at a time. I have to hurry people up.
Your nipping in the bud is strong though.
Right, but you know,
it's good, it's good.
You know, I do the sure or the like, what was the outcome, right? And people who are new and they get like, okay, do you want to wrap up your final sentence? They really get upset. And I've seen people say, you're so rude. And I'm like, that's fine, charge it to the game. But people are sensitive in general.
Yeah.
So I don't know. But please don't ruin Big Brother for us.
I'm very excited. I spoke to one of the producers.
Ooh, not the inside tea.
Oh God, I have the inside tea. I believe they're starting filming in November. I don't think it's going to come out. They're starting to film in November.
I thought it was coming out October. Is that not happening now?
No, I believe, from what I heard, I believe that from November it's being filmed. Or did you say September? Girl, I'm pretty sure I said November.
If I wasn't wanting to present and host and do Talks of Ash, I would have gone on Big Brother.
Really?
And I would have been amazing. Because I am shady.
I was about to say something, but I'm not gonna go on Big Brother, but you might see me in something, oh, somewhere. I'm gonna leave it at that. Hot topics of the week, baby. Right, guys, we are going to move on to hot topics of the week. Of course, it has been a chaotic week, and we are going to start with hot new releases. Honestly, the rap game has really, really been hot this week. We have an On The Radar freestyle with Drake and Central C. On the
Combination.
Combination. Is that what he says? Honestly, Drake decides where and who he wants to be at any given time. Also, did you hear that Drake also bought Tupac's
the ring
for like 1 million?
Why?
I don't know.
I feel like when people just make money, they just do dumb things. Like Kim Kardashian buys all the dead people's stuff as well.
But I kind of feel like if you're somebody who is famous that buys something, I feel like the value of it will increase. Mm. So the next time he buys it, the person will be like, Drake
to sell it,
yeah. Tupac owned it, Drake owned it at one point. I feel like it's quite a good business strategy, but yeah,
the ring ain't cute though.
The ring is given 1997.
Yeah, it looks like when
it looks like it was like, you know, the jewelry they wore, was them way there. But 1 million for a ring though.
He got it. He's like, what? Isn't he almost a billionaire?
He probably is a billionaire. Yeah. He's probably like a tax millionaire, but a crooked billionaire.
That's what I mean. What like I mean? He got it to spend.
God, what would I do to have that type of money?
I'd sometimes be buying fucking... I just think, yeah. If Drake just gave me like a cool 500k, he wouldn't even miss it.
He wouldn't.
He wouldn't even know it was gone.
He wouldn't even know it was gone.
But I would know I received it.
Yes. That's what I'm saying. But you know, like, can I just say, I'm loving Central C's run at the moment. Obviously, he did that freestyle. And to be honest, have you watched, you've listened to the freestyle?
Yes, yeah.
If we're going to talk who bodied what, we love them both. But what was your favorite verse?
Drake.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
I thought Central C gave it his
best. I didn't love his efforts.
And I found that boy too sexy. I'm
do you?
Central C is sexy.
Do you think?
He's really yummy.
He gives me really young vibes though.
It's the face. He does have a baby face.
He's got a baby face. Like, he just looks too young to me.
His jawline is... Sorry, Central C will get it. Central C will get it from me.
Should I say this or not? His jawline gives me filler though.
Matters to Botox.
How do you feel about men that can filler and Botox?
Don't tell me.
Okay, hear it.
If you do it, just
do it and not let you know.
If you do it, just do it. If you do it, just do it. I feel like women, generally, it's women that shout about things. Okay. Oh my God, yeah, I didn't filler, I didn't.
So if you had a man and he was fire and then he was like, oh yeah, I'm just going to get my Botox.
It will give me ick.
Yeah, same.
It will give me ick. If you do it and I'm like, rah, your jawline is sharp and chiseled, just say thank you.
Yeah, I hear it.
Thank you, babe. I hear it. Just don't even say, oh, it's genetic. Thank you.
You just don't want
to.
I hear it.
Because in my mind, it's natural. And to be honest, a good jawline filler, you can't tell.
Okay.
So guys, Cardi B and Offset has also come up with a new track. It is called Jealousy. And Mummy and Daddy are coming together and have given us a real rap rhythm. You've heard it?
I've seen like snippets of the video. It's like Baby Boy.
Yes.
Yeah, inspired.
I love it. I kind of love them together, you know.
I do. But then now I feel a bit cheated.
Why?
Because now I feel like, you know, when he came out and was like, my wife's cheated on me, I feel like that was a publicity stunt for this video.
Okay. You know what? Yeah. I realize sometimes the way these lot play the game,
they do.
I can't even be mad at it.
But I feel like all celebrities do it. So now I feel like they're back and forth and they're arguing about her cheating was bullshit. She never cheated. And it was just publicity for this video now.
For this video. Even some of the stuff that I hear is publicity, I'm like, wow. Even I remember there was an interview that the publicist for Kim Kardashian at the time was talking about the perfume launch that she had. And that there was an incident where somebody poured baby powder all over her.
Yeah.
And that was a publicity stunt that Kim Kardashian knew about.
Yeah, but to me, that was so obvious.
Really, girl? I'm just down.
I feel like, because at the time, I remember thinking, that is a massive.
Who just let you on the camera?
Yeah, like that's just not gonna happen. And then like she just dusted it off and was back. Like if someone really, a stranger, threw random powder on you, you'd call the police, you'd get it tested to make sure it wasn't harmful.
I will cuss all my security. Do you know what I mean? You wouldn't.
Yeah. So to me, that was obviously a publicity stunt. However, I do love Cardi B and Offset together.
I do.
Their kids are really cute as well. They've got gorgeous kids.
I think, you know, I'm always for chaos in it. So chaotic couples, I feel like sometimes it's just like, that's the reality of most couples. Yeah. Like, I always like people who are real.
Honest, yeah.
And I like when people who are real in their roughness. Because as much as we can judge them and be like, they're this, they're that, I'm mm-hmm. telling you, this is the majority of most relationships.
Yeah,
but you just don't see that side. And then obviously we've got Burna Boy that's came out with a single called Big Seven.
I haven't heard that, you know.
Yeah, it just came out today. I don't know if it's alluding to a possible album, but I didn't really understand the song.
So I haven't heard it,
mm-hmm.
but right now I feel like I like Burna Boy because he's dating Jada Kingdom, Jamaican babe.
Is he actually dating Jada Kingdom?
Yeah, I think so.
I think
and I love that for her.
Jada Kingdom follows me on TikTok and that was very cool.
She's a hottie.
Obviously, I'm Jamaican, so why wouldn't she?
Why not?
She's very hot. Are you sure she's dating him?
I think so, because even in the like Taliban remix, he says something about like buying her Birkins.
But I didn't get that, because in the Taliban original, mm-hmm. she's called out as well.
But I feel like then she got Birkin for real. And I'm not saying she ain't got money. She got money. But I feel like there might be a little something. He's in Jamaica, posted. He's been posted in
maybe
Jamaica
a couple
for a bit.
Dates and stuff, but I feel like I liked the interview that they had when somebody asked and she was like, I don't know what you're talking about.
But then if you were dating someone, like, would you not play the same game?
There was
game?
Not even a giggle though. She was just like, no. I mean, considering the fact that Davido's baby mom is still shouting up and down. There's some women that will shout about it, bro. Davido's baby mama is shouting up and down. I saw in the comments, sorry, this is a side note for you guys that know about this. The whole Davido baby mama situation.
Terrible, man.
Is a hot, squeaky mess. Because he's got this particular girl pregnant. He does have quite a lot of children. But there's one particular girl he's recently got pregnant and she...
She wants us to know.
She's like, yeah, he's no one's contacted. Like, she is making noise.
And she means it.
She means it. Somebody said, that woman is the type of karma you get for serial cheating.
100%. 100%. Because she's not taking her foot off his neck. Like, she doesn't care about what the outcome is. She is a suicide bomber, if I've ever seen one.
Nah, she's a suicide bomber.
She doesn't care if she's going down with him.
She's taking it all, mate. Like, she definitely is the most chaotic woman I've ever seen. But I feel like, Davido, you didn't learn your lesson with baby mama one. You didn't learn your lesson with baby mama two. You didn't learn your lesson with baby mama three.
But men always cheat with women like that. Chaotic.
No, but no one has ever been chaotic as her. From this woman, he will sellotape his penis.
So you're not young. I think you might be too young to remember. Do you remember Kat Stacks?
That sounds so familiar.
She was like a babe in the industry.
Oh, yeah, yeah, bad bee.
And she just used to like sleep with all the rappers and then tattooed. Put them on blast. Yes, yeah, I remember, and put them on blast. And they kept sleeping with her. Like, men are attracted to chaos. They always marry and settle down with like a homely, lovely, sweet lady that has their children and takes care of the home, and then they cheat with chaos.
But cheating and pregnancy are two different
but
things.
They get happy because what men do, I should not be talking like this. I'm sorry, man. But what men do is the sex be hitting, so they just whap the condom off and it hits even more,
mm-hmm.
and now they're just. No condom. Do you think a chaotic woman is not going to keep your child? Because she is.
But the thing is, if you know that, why are you thinking of your dick?
Because men love the thrill. They don't think of the consequence. Ever. Until it slaps them in the face.
God. Honestly, I really... After this one, if he doesn't learn his lesson...
He won't. Men like him don't. He won't.
Nah, he has to. Because
he won't.
If this is God telling you don't do it again and you do it again, I'm scared to see what the next lesson is going to be.
But he won't, because for every... I don't know what this new maid mum's name is. I don't know what her name is. But for every chaotic girl that goes public, there's 10 more that don't say anything.
And that's the thing. There are a lot of women who are quiet that haven't said anything,
right.
That have gotten 100%. Abortions and things like that.
Right. But then I also believe with a guy like him... He's probably got illegitimate children that nobody even knows about, quiet, that he just pays them to keep quiet.
Ha!
Honestly.
God, what a hot mess.
Honestly.
What a hot squeaking mess. Anyways, that was Burna Boy Big Seven. I don't know. I personally didn't really like it, if I'm being completely honest.
I
thought it was okay. It sounded like it was like the beginning of possibly an album.
An actual song. Oh, okay.
like, you know how you have like an intro song yeah, for the album.
Yeah.
Maybe that was what it was.
Not doing it for you, no?
It's not doing it for me.
I understand.
Anyways, that was hot new releases. I don't think we've had much like film or TV that's come up that I've seen.
No.
But yeah, lots and lots of nice music. So I want to move on to our survey section. So we have study reveals that young male virginity is on the rise. Over the past decade, the number of men under 30 who are not having sex has nearly tripled, reaching an all-time high in 2018. Experts attribute this trend to factors such as prolonged living at home, the influence of social media, video games, and other distractions. Data from the General Social Survey indicates that around 23% aged 18 to 30 reported abstaining from sex in the past year. The percentage of young men abstaining increased from 10% in 2008 to 28% in 2018, while women reported slightly better numbers. Experts suggest that the decline in sexual activity may be linked to changes in lifestyle and technologies. What do you think about that?
I think that women are not putting up with things that we don't need to put up with anymore.
Yeah.
So we're okay just not dating and having sex if we just don't want to.
Mm-hmm.
I also think that the incel community is growing.
Hard.
And there's lots of like incel leaders. Like the Andrew Tates of the world are running rampant. There's so many of them popping up all over the place. And so men are starting to feel like they don't need women. And starting to resent women, I think, in a
resent
lot of...
is the word, yeah.
Like, in a lot of cases, like, men are really resentful of women. And so they're going to be lonely. But women, I feel like women, we don't mind because we have other things in our lives to fulfill us.
Yeah.
Men are suffering. Like, really suffering.
They are.
And the lack of sex is, showing. And I don't know, sometimes I see guys online and I'm like, just, you need to have sex. Like, you, the way you speak... The way you move, you need a
You've
woman.
You've never seen a pussy in
your life. Like, have you seen that? There's this swimwear model that's being plastered all over social media. She's wearing like a green bikini and she's like small on the top and thick at the bottom. And everyone's posting her like, is this too big? Is this too big? And I'm seeing men that are like, this is disgusting. She's fat. She's not fat. She's beautiful. And I'm like, yeah, you've never had sex. You've never seen a naked woman in your in the flesh ever.
Do you know what I think it is? The testosterone levels is decreasing.
Mm-hmm.
The honestly, when I mean the testosterone levels are decreasing, men are becoming more and more feminine every day. And I'm not just talking about feminine as in guys are being in touch with their fucking fashion. I'm telling you,
I'm talking about
the eternal being of what makes you to be a man is declining.
I think what you're trying to say is we're all bitches now.
Everybody's bitches.
Okay.
The guys that, like, I even had a conversation with my friend and I said, have you noticed that guys don't approach you the way they used to do on the streets? Like, guys don't move to you anymore. They'll just look at you like this.
But then my male friend, I've had this conversation before, and my homeboy said to me, yeah, but that's because nowadays if you try and move to someone, you get told you're harassing them or bothering them, so we don't know what to do. We don't know if we should approach you guys or we should just leave you to it. And I think there's like a line, right?
Again, it's what you said about Tyreek, as in...
presence.
Not presence, but... there's a way to do things that is respectful. Like, if you don't know how to approach a woman respectfully and a way that's not intimidating, then what's my business with, oh, but guys? Because what guys used to do is you used to get away with being, hello, sexy, hello, mommy, sugar mommy. That's how guys used to move to you. And now we're saying that's not the appropriate way. Rather than a man learning how to approach you in an appropriate way, they said, well, that's the only way I know, so sorry. Are you dumb?
And also, a woman saying, no, I'm not interested, is not a bad thing. Because it's okay for a woman to say, no, thank you, I've got a boyfriend, or no, I'm not really interested, thank you, though.
Thank you very much.
That's fine. That shouldn't make you angry or make you resentful of women. It should just be like, okay, this one's not interested. Like, you win some, you lose some. Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Thank you. You're not as fine as you think, sir.
No, and hey, miss. There's nothing wrong with a hey miss. I love a hey miss.
I love a hey miss.
Hey miss.
Hey, you're right. Hi, oh, you miss. Look nice today. Some guys will be like, oh, I like your outfit. That's like, a lot of guys will be like, I like your outfit. Your outfit looks nice.
Hi.
Like, there's a way you can approach a woman that is not intimidating. The problem is men were approaching us with intimidation tactics. 100%.
Oi. I'm sorry. I'm not
Yo.
Your right.
Am I your brethren?
Unless you're Jamaican, then I don't mind.
You're just a slag.
I don't mind a Jamaican yo, you know. I really don't mind it. But back to your initial question about the fact that men are having less sex.
Yeah.
is because they're online too much.
Yes, I agree.
Step away from the Xbox or the PlayStation. Yeah, step away. Porn has ruined a lot
of men. Agreed.
A lot of men. Like, I feel like porn is a bigger pandemic than we're really admitting, and I don't feel like we're having the conversation, but a lot of what men think is good sex or what men think is okay during sex is not. It's painful for a woman, and it's not, we should not be having sex like that. It's not real. And I think that a lot of men don't realise that porn is acting. So a lot of what you see is manufactured, and it doesn't happen like that naturally.
She's not in having fun. She's not enjoying it. She's working. Not, just like you have to work that 9-to-5 shift in the warehouse.
Right.
She has to be on that set and throwing it back.
But I also think that social media is a big one, because a lot of us spend a lot of time on the phones. I feel like everybody needs to go outside more.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Go back to clubs and events and just be outside. Step away. Go and touch grass. Go outside and enjoy.
Go and learn how to approach women.
Right.
In person. I find that a lot of men have lost the skill
100%
to talk to a woman in person. People, I told you guys the story of a guy that saw me in the club.
Yeah.
And didn't approach me, but then went home.
Oh, no.
To DM me to be like, oh my God. And bearing in mind, I spoke to him. He was sitting, we were in, I don't know what where I was, but they were cooking suya outside.
Oh.
And I was standing in a queue. And obviously, I'm just generally, especially when I'm drunk, I'd be chatting. So I'd be like, so how long have you waiting in this line for the CRQ? And he was like, oh, you know, I've been waiting for 15 minutes. I said, the way the CEO is smelling.
But he didn't approach you until later.
We just had a basic conversation. I even opened the conversation because I wasn't even thinking. I was just like, this CEO, how long? He went home and was like, oh my God, what did he say? He was like, I was so stunned. I didn't know what to say. I realized it was you.
We don't want to hear that. And then do you know what? Like, okay, so even just taking that on board, I went on a date. Right?
Yes.
A friend of mine set me up with someone, and the whole date, he was looking down. Like, he couldn't make and sustain eye contact. And you know, remember what I said earlier about presence? I like a guy with presence. So you see when a guy is like intentional about looking me in the eye and having a conversation that he just locks eyes with me, I like that because it tells me that he's confident. Mm-hmm. When a man constantly looks away from me or looks down, and it doesn't do it's it for like, me.
The testosterone is reducing.
It just doesn't do it for me at all. So I definitely see why men are not having sex. I see it.
You're playing too many games, as in you're playing too many physical games. I can't, honestly, I love anyone that needs advice or needs a place to release or disappear. But when you have men spending 10, 12, 15 hours playing video games.
Not cute.
It's not cute. It's literally such an ick.
Or men listening to like other men that just hate women and just bash women, and you're just sat there like, I could not date a man that listened to Andrew Tate. Because then your opinions of me are like terrible.
And I feel like sometimes we need to take people in their context. As much as I hate, I really dislike Andrew Tate. Andrew Tate and his ideologies will work in his ecosystem because he has money to sustain the foolishness that he does.
Yeah.
Girls will go to him in any capacity because he has money. If, for example, a man has money and is rich and he's telling you, everyone in the world, if you don't wear pink, you're pussy clots. You're dumb, you're a dickhead, you're a fool. He has the money to create an ecosystem that will fall on their knees and wear pink.
100%.
Because he has that money.
But there's like a group of men out there that are like lonely and
broke. Low self-esteem.
Very low self-esteem. Very not willing to take accountability for their lives and where they may be in their life. And Andrew Tate is like their savior.
Literally their savior.
They need something.
And he's telling you, the reason why you're not where you are is not because of you. It's because women hate you. Because women have done this to you. And women have made you feel like this. And women have made you feel like that. Whereas you're the problem.
But a man who's like very secure in himself, doing well for himself, he's not buying into Andrew Tate.
He's not buying into Andrew. But what I'm saying is that there are people who are not on his level that carry those ideologies. I think they're going to yield the same results.
No.
You don't have Andrew Tate money. I really dislike Andrew Tate, but I even find the people who have these ideologies about their self-worth, but they don't have the pocket to match that worth that they feel they have.
100%.
That's my issue. Andrew Tate can say and feel how he likes because he has the money to back it.
100%.
Leave him to his, you that is in the gutter. are telling you, are talking about, women are bitches. When I see a woman, which woman checking for you, sir?
With your mattress on the floor.
With your mattress on the ground and the springs coming out. Nobody's checking for you.
We're not.
Sort yourself out. Again, I'm not co-signing anyone that has money to behave this way.
No, but what you're basically saying is that Andrew Tate, he's an anomaly because he's got the money.
Yeah.
He can live the life that he wants to live. But yeah. The everyday person that is following him and thinks that they're going to yield the same results.
No, you're not,
they need to
honey.
Be more realistic.
You need to be more fucking realistic.
You need to be realistic.
You need to be realistic. And we're talking about 17, 18. There was one boy that I wanted to hire as an editor one time.
Oh, no. What he say?
Obviously, I do my research before I hire people. And I checked his Twitter.
He was talking crazy.
You can't trust these bitches.
Boy's like
18. You can't trust these bitches. What did he say? When you get money, all these women in life, they only want money. Sorry, you're in college.
What money do you have?
What fucking money?
But what money do you have?
What money do you think you have, sir?
It's like all of these men that follow Andrew Tate that think that women are gold diggers, but you have no gold. So where are we digging? It's not around you.
What did Dave say? You called her dog. Wait, what did he say in his dog sprinter? He said, you called her gold digger. That's a lie. That must be a lie because she can't be dating you. That's a lack of.
You don't have gold.
You don't have gold. So how can you call someone a gold digger and they're dating you?
Look, listen,
she's
let me
not
just,
a good one.
I just want to tell the guys out there that think that women are gold diggers and that women are dating them for the gold they don't have. We are not dating you for your 35K a year. I just need, like, your 35K a year, we're not dating you for that. That's not the gold that we're looking for, yeah? Like, your 2015 Evoke, it's not. What do you think we're getting from then? What do you think we're getting from that?
No, seriously. And I feel like I find that the guys that don't have the money are the ones who are most scared.
Of what?
Of being used and abused. And the thing is, let me tell you something. It's funny because the using and abusing, the conversations, and this is why I can't date a guy in the UK. Because we're still having conversations on food. We are still in 2023 having conversations on food. I went out with one of my friends yesterday.
Yeah.
This guy we spent 1K in a sitting and he paid and we left. The guys that have money are not looking at
100%.
Splitting a bill of, when I'm like, oh yeah, what's the most you'll spend £150 on a date? And they were abusing me. Joyce, you're spending £150 on the first day.
But this is the thing.
The first day.
You know my best friend, right? My male best friend. Me and him are like this. Mm-hmm. So when we go out to the club and he's got a table, he spent £1,500 on bottles. I don't put my hand in my pocket at all because I'm a girl. I'm with the man though. I don't have to pay. So when I hear these conversations of men talking about if she wants you to take her to on a date.
Sisters, because one thing I love, Ash is a project manager. She's doing amazing.
Oh.
She's doing amazing. She's also got talk about, this is someone that's a big baller, yeah?
Oh.
This is a sister that has money, yeah? God has been great, we're in good places. The guys that complain about that date shit, could see 1P. Those are I promise you, the podcast boys that are shouting about splitting the bill. I promise you, they don't have money.
But you know what it is? Couple things about food in general, right?
We're talking about food here.
Just food.
We've not even gone to bag.
No, let's just talk about, just talk about food, yeah?
We've not gone to even paying bills. Okay.
For the past, 10 years, I've been blessed, right? And I've been able to eat at some amazing, beautiful restaurants without a man. Forget a man, yeah?
Thank you. Just me on my own. Say the name.
Yeah? Sometimes we go to Novikov, we may go to Hakkasan, we may go to a Nobu, we may go to a Main in Mayfair. Just with your friends.
Yes.
Just me and my home girl.
Right, there's the get down girls if you want.
Do you know what I mean? Like, we may just go for a little dinner with your friends and it's not a big deal. Mm-hmm. It's me and my home girl.
Agreed.
£600, £700, pay the bill, we go. So if I do that in my own everyday-to-day life, if I'm going to date you, you need to be able to come into my life and treat me the way I've been accustomed to living. I'm now not going to downgrade where I would usually go because that's what you... I'm not doing that. And the men who are serious about you and are in the places that you expect them to be in life don't want you to. They're not expecting you to. They're not having these conversations about dating and the bill. But do you know what I've noticed the most about men in this country more than anything else?
Mm-hmm.
They call us gold diggers, right? Let me tell you something. men are the biggest gold diggers for other men with money.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
It's not us. It's really not us.
It's not us.
So, you know.
We were talking about bodyguard friends last week with my brother. We're talking about bodyguard friends where you have where the girls, if a guy's talking to you and your friend gives you like an indication that doesn't like you and stuff, they call them the bodyguard friends. But let's talk about bodyguard friends in the male group.
Right.
They're the ones that didn't pay for the table. Give me the bottle. They didn't pay for the table. They didn't pay for the bottles. But the minute you see a girl, bearing in mind, you're more time, you're not the friend that they even like. This is how they're holding the bottle under their arms. They're the ones that snapping, holding the bottle under their arms like this.
But you didn't pay a red cent.
You can see the grip. They're holding it tight like this.
This reminds me of a specific situation, but I'll tell you off camera.
You didn't pay 1p. You're even hold double hand. You're holding that bottle for dear life, bro. You didn't pay for the bottle. You've got it underneath your hand like this grip.
And on the snaps, we see the bottle like 100 times.
You see it 100 times. Jumping. The sprinkler's the sprinkling. the sparklers are sparkling. Yeah. The sparklers are sparkling. You've Ooh. Rubbed your camera. You've done this. You've rubbed your camera. You're flashing. You didn't pay for a single thing.
They're the worst.
They're the real bad bees. I've been saying it. Them boys are the real bad bees. You didn't pay for it. You didn't contribute, but you're snapping.
And the man that did pay for it,
he's not snapping. He's chilling. Bro.
He's not concerned about girls at the table drinking a drink.
Like this, legs open wide.
Chilling. Least jewelry on usually as well. So the head honcho.
Just looking. Head honcho.
Yeah.
Sometimes with the shades on.
Least jewelry chilling, as well. The head honcho. High as shit. Yeah.
The rest of you.
Yeah, no.
Groupies. Snapping the sparklers.
Yeah. Men are basically what they don't like in women.
I swear to God, you never lied. You never.
That is literally
ever,
what I say
ever,
a lot.
Ever lied. And I'm trying to say, yes, we are talking about why men are not having enough sex. I feel like also men's self-esteem. I feel like men's self-esteem as well is going down. And a lot of guys would, a lot of, I think what's annoying is that we're having the real epidemic is that because of social media, and I feel like this has been a whole, the worth ethic has reduced a lot.
Do you think?
100%. I don't feel like men are as hungry as they used to be.
Yeah.
I feel like because we're in a, imagine, we come from a time, or there was a time where if you had a child, a man was responsible for the child.
Mm-hmm.
Even if he didn't have a child, a man felt responsible for his sisters. He felt responsible for his mother. He felt responsible for there was a sense of duty that they had for other people.
Yeah.
For other women especially.
Yeah, because I feel like I get that from my best friend, right? He's a very, he cares, all the women in his life, we're kind of all
guys don't have that sense of duty anymore. A lot of men don't have that sense of duty anymore.
Yeah, no, I feel like one of my boys was saying to me as well, men don't feel listened to anymore. They don't feel like they've got a place that they can go to be listened to.
But that's what I'm saying. I'm so sorry, yeah. And I'm so for men's mental health and mm-hmm. emotional health. But the fact that even a guy is saying that, the testosterone is decreasing.
But then I also feel like, the thing is, again, but this goes back to the conversation that we were having earlier about female friendships, right? Mm-hmm. Because men are saying, my boy was saying, I can't go to the man and say, I'm having a tough day or I'm depressed. And I'm saying, but that's an issue that you have to take up with the man then.
The community.
That's other men that mm-hmm. don't let you feel listened to. It's other men that mm-hmm. say to each other, oh, you're not depressed. There's nothing wrong with you, man. Fix up. It's men that do that mm-hmm. to each other. That's not a woman thing. I feel like women really do hold space for men to be vulnerable. And what happens when we do that? They cheat, they lie, they go and do you get what I'm trying to say? I don't really feel like those issues are our issues.
It's not my issue. And I said this. I said, I am an advocate for men's mental health.
100%.
But I am not in a position where I can openly those conversations for men because I'm not a man.
No, it's for men to do that. It's for men to have that conversation. Men need to do that. We've got enough things to do.
We actually have a lot of other stuff to deal with.
I mean, you want us to have babies and do all of that. Like, we... please.
I can't deal with, sorry, it's not women that's going to be opening emotional space for you. You guys amongst yourself, rather than always talking about girls and these bitches this, and the real problem that you have, which is a lot of you feel insecure with yourself and your finances. A lot of you feel like you're underachievers. A lot of
get your money up.
Don't have any money. A lot of you have low self-esteem. But rather than building communities and spaces where you could be like, guys, I don't feel like I am confident enough in this space, or how can I make more money in this field? You're now blaming the women, saying that we're all
yeah, they want to sit on podcasts and talk about us.
Talk about us. The real issue is within your community and grand facing.
But one thing I'm happy about, though, is that women are not getting married as at the same rate as they were. We're not having as many children. And I think that that's a positive thing, because it just means that we're choosing ourselves, and we're choosing that being alone is better than being with a guy that's going to lie and cheat and have children behind our back. Like, it's okay.
I feel like the spirit of complacency for women has really jumped out. And I'm so happy, because I'm telling you guys, a lot of people are like, oh yeah, the marriage rate, like women are not getting married. All these women, they're not like the old school women. Let me tell you something.
Thank God.
Let me tell you something. Sit down. Everybody, I want you to listen to this. And if it sounds wicked, I don't care.
Be wicked.
Sit down and think about it. Do your parents actually like each other? Do you actually see your parents hugging? Do you see them kissing? Do you even
They're not gonna like that.
Do you even see them do things on the weekend together? Ask yourself, does my mom actually like my dad? And does my dad actually like my mom?
But even just like to build on what you said, I hear men say, oh, like, the women are not like my grandparents. Like, my grandparents have been married for like 50 years. And yeah, because your grandma couldn't open a bank account or buy a house in her name or leave because she was financially dependent.
Do you know your granddaddy was cheating?
He's got a whole nother family.
Do you know your granddaddy was cheating and your grandma stayed?
She had no choice.
Because she had no choice.
We have choices now. We have lots of them. Lots of them.
Oh, you didn't know that? Ask your mom. She'll tell you. She has a sister somewhere that she doesn't talk about.
All right.
Do you ask your mom, do you know your daddy cheated? Do you know your dad? When we're talking about all the, when we're talking about all the uncles that are in LA Lounge, all the uncles that we're looking for, do you know that's not someone's mommy, someone's daughter's father, or what?
Or but even like, okay, I shouldn't even be saying this, but I want to keep it 100 with you. Like, even recently come across a guy, was not from the UK. Well, he's from, he was born in the UK, but he moved to America. Mm-hmm. Then he came back to the UK a few, like 10 years ago. And he moved his whole entire family back to the UK, mm-hmm. right? So you got to think, like, his wife and children would have been used to living in a different country. Moved back to the UK for him, as you do as a woman, you think, okay, my husband wants to move back to where he's from. I'm going to pack up all my things. I'm going to move with my children, move to the UK. You do all of that. He's out here cheating left, right, up, down, backwards and forwards. And he thinks that maybe that people don't know that that's what he's doing. But he's out here cheating all over the gaff. And obviously his wife is not going to have infrastructure in the UK because she's not from here. So he knows that he's got that advantage.
Because she doesn't know anyone.
She doesn't know anyone. I would rather be by myself. Yeah, having a husband is not that serious.
It's not that serious. And I feel like a lot. That's where you're seeing the number of women who are waiting to their 30s before they get married, because we're not going to tolerate and we're not going to deal with what our mothers dealt with, what our grandparents, what our grandmothers dealt with.
No.
That they told us, you know, I have a friend and she had a child with a guy, and the guy is serially cheating, and she left the house and went back to her parents' house.
Yeah,
and good. I kid you not, her parents told her to go back to the boy's house.
No way. I was saying good and, as in like,
she went
good
to her parents' house and I said, what are you doing? The parents said, what are you doing? You go back to your husband's house. You're not going to be a single mother. Go back to your parents' house. If he's cheating, we'll deal with it later. Go back to your parents' house. That's when she knew. She said all this time. So that's how you knew your dad. Now you know your dad is outside, bro.
100%. Because if that was me and my husband or my partner was cheating on me, I went back home, my mum would be like, yeah, you stay here. You stay here until you build yourself up.
They were shouting at her. They said, why did you shout at him for? Go back to your husband's house.
That's so sad, because what does that mean about how they view women? Like,
Trust me. Anyways, that's another conversation for another day.
100%.
that's a whole nother conversation. There's a lot of parents that have stayed together because they're just for the children. Complacency.
For the children, for the house, for the money, for everything. It's easier, isn't it?
It's easier for the disgrace.
No.
To hide the disgrace. That's another one. A lot of Nigerian women stay in marriages because they're ashamed of being divorced.
But I think that's a lot of women across a lot of different ethnic backgrounds though. And I feel like I hope that changes, but honestly, like, the shame is on him, not you.
So I'm very, very happy that women now are making more of a conscious decision.
Me too.
Of who to be married to, relationship, where you're staying, and what you deserve as a woman is so important. But guys, I'm going to close there, I think. That's been a great conversation.
I know.
It's another day, another episode of CNT, but where do we find you? Thank you so much for coming, Ash. Like, you have been absolutely incredible. This has been a very girly chat.
I know, I needed it. I needed a good girl convo.
That was a very good convo. Where did we find you on... No, where do we find you on the internet, Bamba Clark, please?
So on Instagram and TikTok, I'm Ashley Louise, and the same type Ashley Louise, and on Twitter, and I will pop up, honey.
Yes, so, and with that being said, we're going to be back next week with another bad boy or another bad girl. Love you guys, and have a fantastic week. Goodbye.
Bye. Woo.